안녕하십니까? 2011학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2011학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 말하기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 12번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 13번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 결정한 디자인을 고르시오.
Jane, what are you doing on the computer?
Hi, honey. I'm trying to design a welcome sign for our front door.
That's a good idea. Our door does look kind of plain.
What do you think of this heart shape, Bill?
I don't know. I like the rectangular shape better.
No, that's too typical. Let's go with the heart shape.
Well, okay. I haven't seen many of those around here.
We should put our names on it. How about putting them above the word welcome?
Well, I think it looks better below.
Let's see. You're right. Then what do you think about putting little flowers on it, like this?
No, it looks too crowded now. Why don't we go without them?
Okay, I can't wait to hang our sign.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Linda, where have you been? I've been trying to reach you all morning.
I was in a meeting with a client.
Could we talk for a minute? It won't take long.
Not now. I have to talk to the boss about doing the presentation again.
Is the boss angry with us?
Thanks to someone, the boss now thinks that we are incompetent.
I know you're very upset. Is there any way I can make it up to you?
Make it up? How can anyone forget to bring the presentation file on the day of the presentation?
I don't know what to say. I let our whole team down.
What good is it talking about it now? Months of hard work ruined by one careless mistake.
I know. I promise it won't ever happen again.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Today we're going to talk about culture. More specifically, we're going to look at how people from different cultures see the same picture. In a study, people from Western and Eastern cultures were given a picture of a fish in the ocean. When asked what they saw, most people from Western cultures replied, A fish. When asked the same question, Most people from Eastern cultures replied, "A fish is swimming in the ocean." It seems that people from Western cultures focused more on the central object, whereas those from Eastern cultures focused more on the overall picture. Why is there such a difference? No one knows for sure, but we know that culture affects what we see.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Happy birthday, John.
Welcome, Cindy. Thank you for coming.
What a beautiful home.
Thanks. By the way, your sister is pretty busy these days, huh?
Yeah, ever since she started working at Professor Lee's laboratory.
When I met her in the lab, she said she was working on a new medical experiment.
Right. So she asked me to tell you that she's really sorry for not coming to the party. Here's her gift.
Thank you. We talked on the phone yesterday.
She said you were supposed to give her a report.
Right. She asked me to lend her the report that I wrote last semester.
Before I forget, may I have the report? It seems like she really needs it tonight.
Sure. I'll get it for you now. In the meantime, have some snacks.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 총액을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I'd like to take a computer graphics course.
Okay, we have a beginner's course, an intermediate course, and an advanced course.
I'm a beginner. How much is the class per month?
It depends. For the regular course, it's $60, and for the intensive course, it's $80.
I'd like to take the regular course.
Okay. If you pay for more than 3 months altogether, you can get a 10% discount off the total.
Well, I'll just pay for 1 month for now. And I'd also like to register my sister for the same course.
No problem.
Good. I'll pay for her too. Do I have to buy a textbook?
Yes. Textbooks are $10 each.
I see. I'll buy 2 textbooks.
All right. Please fill out these forms.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good evening, parents. Thanks for coming to this meeting. We are very pleased to let you know that we have established a new parent-teacher communication system via the internet at our school. Its purpose is to provide you with additional opportunities to express your opinions. Your input will help us make an educational plan for your child. We expect an open dialogue, feedback, and sharing of information between parents and teachers. Your active participation in this system will enable us to work with your child in the most effective manner. Log on and let your voice be heard. Thank you very much.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jenny. What's up?
Hey, Minsu. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure. What is it?
Well, I'm going to have a yard sale this Friday.
A yard sale? Are you going to sell your old stuff?
Yeah, my mom wants me to get rid of as many things as possible before we move to the new house.
I see. So you want me to help you at the sale?
Not exactly. You know my little brother Michael.
Of course. I saw him playing basketball the other day.
Since I'll be busy at the sale, can you pick him up from school at 3 that day?
Oh, I have a guitar lesson at 3, but I can change the schedule.
Thanks. You're a big help.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Wow, I really love the view from up here.
I do too. It's been a long time since we came here.
Yeah, thank you for bringing me here again.
My pleasure. By the way, how was your trip to Seattle?
Great. It was such a long flight, though. It's good to have my feet on the ground again.
Good to hear that. Well, how's your food?
Awesome. The steak is tender and the peas are fresh. The food and service here are still great.
That's why it's almost impossible to get a reservation here.
Then how did you manage to get a table tonight?
I made a reservation 2 weeks ago.
That's very thoughtful of you.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Did you bring your daughter's cap, ma'am?
Yes, I brought a yellow one and a blue one.
I think the yellow one will go well with her green shirt.
You're right. Oh, she looks like an angel.
She certainly does. Could you put her hands together on the table?
Okay. How does she look now?
Well, she's not looking at the camera. Can you use this toy to get her attention?
Sure. I want the best shot for her.
I'll do my best. So, when do you need her pictures by?
August 1st. That's her birthday.
Then we'll have them ready next weekend.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Susie's Chocolate Factory. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Yesterday I ordered 20 gift sets and I want to check the status of the delivery.
Let me see. It's scheduled to go out tomorrow.
Good, it hasn't gone out yet. I'd like to increase the order.
All right. How many more would you like?
30 more sets, please.
No problem. If we get confirmation of your payment by noon today, we can ship out the entire order tomorrow.
I'll transfer the money for the extra order as soon as I get off the phone. By the way, could I get a discount for the large order?
I'm sorry, but we only offer discounts on orders of 100 sets or more.
Well, okay. Please make sure all 50 sets ship out tomorrow.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택할 프로그램을 고르시오.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, Kelly. What are you doing here?
I'm here to register for a swimming program.
Really? Me too. What kinds of programs do they have?
Let's see. They have 5 programs.
My work schedule only allows me to take morning programs.
Then how about signing up for Program A with me? It's $120 a month.
I can't. I have an early meeting on Fridays.
Then what about Program C? I heard jazz dance is really fun.
But I want to swim for more than 2 days a week. Besides, it's a little expensive. I'm thinking of spending less than $100.
It doesn't leave you much of a choice.
You're right. I'll sign up for this program.
12번. 과학 경시 대회에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Are you full of creative thoughts? Do you have ideas on improving the world? Then our annual science competition is the perfect place for you to show your talents. The Little Edison Foundation will award scholarships to the winners of the competition. This competition is open to all high school and university students. Students that wish to participate in the competition need to create a science project about this year's theme of space exploration. Your projects will be judged on originality and practicality. For more information, please visit the website at www.littleedison.org. The deadline for applications is June 30th. Good luck, future scientists!
(13번) 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
What's in this big jar? It smells interesting.
It's traditional Korean soybean paste. 2.
Be careful. Don't drop the jars.
Don't worry. I'm being very careful with them. 3.
So, what do you think of my hanbok?
Wonderful. It looks very comfortable on you. 4.
Oh no, it looks like it's going to rain.
You're right. Can you help me take the clothes inside? 5.
How adorable! That's a really cute puppy.
Thanks. My cousin gave him to me 2 weeks ago.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Let's have a seat on this bench.
Okay. This is a really beautiful park, isn't it?
Yeah. I especially like watching the musical fountain from this bench.
Do you come here often?
Yes, at least once a week. Take a good look at this bench.
Is there anything special about it? Hey, your name's on it.
That's right. I've been donating some money to this park, and they put my name on this bench.
Wow, cool. How much do you donate?
$10 a month, which helps preserve the natural environment of this park.
That's a really great cause. How can I get a bench with my name on it?
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Chris, are you okay? You don't look well.
I've had a fever since last night, and it's getting worse.
Well, it's the flu season. I hope you didn't catch the flu.
That's what I'm worried about. We have a big exam coming up.
Have you seen a doctor?
No. I took some cold medicine this morning, but it doesn't seem to be helping.
You're really burning up right now. Why don't you go home early?
I'd like to, but I don't want to miss the biology class. The exam is only a few days away.
But if you lose your health, you lose everything.
I know, but a lot of the questions on the exam are from the lectures.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Donna, how did the lunch go with your friend?
Not so good, Dad.
How come? You prepared a whole day for that lunch.
Yeah, I searched the internet for the perfect spaghetti recipe.
I know. You even bought the freshest ingredients from the supermarket.
Exactly. But can you imagine what he said about my spaghetti?
No. What did he say?
You won't believe this. He said, it was fine.
That's great. Then what's wrong?
Dad, fine is a word you use when something is not very good. You say it when you don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
I'm sure he didn't mean fine in that way. Don't get so upset over one little comment.
He probably thinks I'm a terrible cook.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 케빈의 어머니가 케빈에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kevin really likes sports. He runs very fast and is supposed to run as the class representative in the school sports competition next month. But he sprained his ankle in a bike accident. The doctor said the injury wasn't that serious, but he still needed to be careful for a couple of weeks. 1 week after the accident, Kevin thinks he has recovered enough to run again. So he decides to go to the park and practice for the competition. His mother sees him getting ready to go out and begins to worry. She thinks he is not fully recovered yet and wants to stop him. In this situation, what would Kevin's mother most likely say to Kevin?
이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.